This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of the Adam Carriker Show, this fine Monday edition. Jackson, do we know why it's 1,500 meters and not 16?
Well, I do know from our lovely text line. Nolan Border comes in and says, I think it's 1,500 in college. So college athletes can qualify for the Olympic trials. Olympics run 1,500, not the mile. And I kind of built on that with a little Google search. It says that 1,500 meter race was chosen as the international standard in the Olympics first in 1896, apparently. It became a popular racing distance in Europe in the late 19th century, possibly as a metric version of the mile. While the mile is still raced in some contexts, like United States high school track, the 1,500 meters has become the dominant event at major international competitions. So I imagine that it's just somewhere down the line in history, people chose 1,500 and they just stuck with it.
Sounds like it's just kind of one of those things. Somebody chose it a long time ago. It just becomes an accepted part of something, and then you just never change it. So if it's that simple, I can live with it. I was confused. Like, literally, the end line is literally 100 meters. Like, I watch where they take off, and then the end line is literally, so they do the full circle three times, and then the fourth circle, around, trip around the track, is literally 100 meters shorter. And I'm just like, somebody help me out with this. So again, track is a little bit new to me. Okay, I grew up playing football, basketball, baseball, lifting, that whole world. I love sports, obviously. Some things are a little bit newer to me than others. I'll tell you right now, my daughter Trinity did not get her endurance from me at all. 20 yards or less to this day, I will take on anybody, anytime, anywhere, 20 yards or less. Now, I'm less confident that I'll win than I was when I was playing. I was confident I'd win. I didn't care if you were a DB, a linebacker, a safety. Did not care. Okay, because 15 yards, 5 yards, 10 yards, the less it was, the better it was for me. Like, if we sprinted the 20-yard pro agility, 20-yard shuttle, I would take – you can look up my combine time. And just keep in mind, when you see that time, I fell down, and they wouldn't let me run it again.
Oh.
So when you look at that time, I fell down and still ran that time, and they wouldn't let me run it again. So my point is, I am very confident short distances. You get beyond 20 yards, not my world. There's a big world out there beyond that 20 yards, and I will readily admit that is not my world. She got that from my wife. So my wife loves to run long distances. There's been multiple times she's trained for marathons. She's ran a half marathon. One of the issues, because you have to run so many miles. You have to put in miles after miles after miles, day after day after day. She would eventually have issues with, like, shin splints in her legs, and then, I don't know, life would happen. She's not actually, like, making money for this. But she, I'll never forget, I told this story one time. I think it was around my birthday, but years ago. So I'll keep this second time of telling it a little bit brief, but it was around my birthday. And she gets a call like the night before the Lincoln Marathon. And one of her friends was supposed to run the Lincoln half marathon. It was what she was going to run while everyone else was running the marathon. She's like, hey, I was supposed to run the half marathon tomorrow with one of my friends. You want to run with me? My wife was like, cool. Yeah, I'll go run. She just goes, runs a half marathon on a whim. Like, it's nothing. So when Trinity runs these miles, which is extended top end speed, that is not for me. Dear God, that is not for me. That is from my wife, who is the long distance runner. And Trinity's like that blend of great top end speed and can sustain it. So that's anti me for sure.
That's crazy.
What, did you ever do anything in track?
No, I mean, I did a little bit of like, just like fun little, like almost like field meet events where like you're doing like the sprints around the track and you're meeting people with like a baton. I did a little bit of that and then just sprints across like a 100 yard field.
I get it. Yeah.
Like relays. So yeah, a little bit of that, but
my dad always wanted me to do shot put and javelin, which I actually think I would have been pretty good at, being taller and having a decent amount of strength. I don't know. I was always playing baseball. I was like, when am I supposed to do that? He's like, just talk to the track coach, walk over there, do those two things, the discus maybe, and just see if you're any good at it. And I just never did. So I don't know. I don't know if I'd be any good at it at all. I did mention this not long ago. At one point, my Wikipedia page said that I was a long jump champ in high school. To be clear, lies, false lies. Just like when it said I boxed at Wesleyan, like that didn't even make any sense. So I played football at the University of Nebraska and I boxed at Nebraska Wesleyan. Now, I think that got changed finally like years ago, but like so many people would ask me about boxing. And for a long time, I had no idea why they were asking me. And then somebody finally goes, well, it says you boxed at Wesleyan.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
So I looked it up, and it also said I was a long jump champ in high school. All lies. None of it's true. I could sit here and say, yeah, I was a boxer and a long jump champ. And I was not. I was not even close to those things. But
Riley W. chimes in and says, let's run it, Adam. Retired NAIA long jumper here. Anything under 100 yards, I'm game.
I said 20, not 100. Did you not listen to what I said? I said 21 and beyond is not my world. 20 or less. I really like 5, 10 to 15, but I will extend it to 20, my friend. But not 21 or definitely not 100. Definitely not now. That's for sure. All right, man. We got about 3 minutes here. Anything you want to talk about real quick or anything off the text line real quick?
What do we got here?
While you look.
Anybody could add things to Wikipedia. My buddy had me as the 1923 bat boy for the Boston Red Sox. So
I remember when Tom Hannifin came on. He was WWE Monday Night Raw's lead announcer for a long time. Now he's with TNA Wrestling. And I kept Impact Wrestling. He corrected me. He's like, it's Impact. I'm like, well, Wikipedia says TNA. And I was like, you got to get Wikipedia corrected. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to come in here and I could say you're the president of the United States if I wanted. And yep. It would be up there for about 3 days before somebody changed it.
Yeah, before they're like, they have people, I think, that go in there and they like double check everything, but not that often. Like, I could probably, because you could pay to like add things mm-hmm. to Wikipedia. So I could go on there and put my name as like, I could replace, I don't know. So I could make myself a national champion. Like there's so many things that I could do. If you just pay a little bit of money.
Yeah. The Adam Carriker hosted by Jackson. You're the new host of the show.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, exactly.
So it was just announced the Madden cover by Saquon Barkley.
Such a sick cover.
Oh, you don't like this?
No, it's one of the best covers I've seen.
Okay, I like this. Saquon Barkley, his reverse hurdle, like him jumping over the guy, reverse. I don't know how to describe it. How do you describe it?
It's like a reverse hurdle. Right there. Yeah, he like jumps over. I think in the trailer, they had him jump, like in the game, they had him jumping over like another team, but on the cover, they made it so like you can't see what the team is.
Yeah.
So they're not just, you know, obviously making somebody, you know, whatever on the cover of Madden. But it's such a good cover. Such a good cover. And I hate it because it's an eagle, but such a good cover.
I think it's a sweet cover. Do you believe in like the Madden curse or being on the cover of a video game and the curse? You do. You buy into that.
A little bit. Some people have proved it wrong, but a little bit I kind of do.
I will admit there is a lot. I don't believe in, I don't know. I'm not superstitious. The last time I ever did anything superstitious was I wore the same socks for football and baseball and basketball in high school, mostly because they had gigantic holes in it. And I was a stupid teenager and I thought that was cool, but it really wasn't superstitious.
I've seen like,
by the way, sorry. Not all teenagers are stupid. I was a stupid teenager. Me specifically. Go ahead, Jackson.
I've seen like, I know like Antonio Brown made it on the cover of Madden. That's when his downfall started.
That is. Yep.
And then I've seen like,
that's a fair point.
Some of them have proved it wrong. Gronk kind of fell off.
He did go to the Bucks a couple years later. You know, won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, true. I mean, Josh Allen kind of proved it wrong, yep. I guess. Yep. You know, he gets thrown on the cover, wins an MVP. So that's proving it wrong in that sense. But Saquon was very deserving. It's mm-hmm. also an easy one. Quarterbacks, it's like they can go from being how like Lamar Jackson's been on the cover, and then the season after that, he didn't do bad. He just didn't do all that good. But like running backs is a safety. But like Christian McCaffrey is a mm-hmm. not that good of example that he gets on the cover, and then injuries hit him once again. So it's like, well, we'll see what happens to Saquon, who's another guy that has injury history. So we'll see.
Just a quick thought on Saquon. I always loved him at Penn State. He went off in that Rose Bowl as well. And then I always just thought he was just, for lack of a better way of putting it, I was like, man, this dude is just wasting away with the Giants. Like his talents are being wasted. He goes to the Eagles, has a great offensive line, a great team in front of him and around him. And you finally see what this dude is capable of. So I'm glad he's on the cover. It's a sweet cover, as you pointed mm-hmm. out. I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm not anti-Eagles. I'm not pro-Eagles. Obviously, Ty Robinson is there. Cam Jurgens is there. So I'm more prone to root for them because of that. I just like Saquon, and I hope he has a big year. Yeah, and I hope the Madden cover curse doesn't hit him. All right, my man. It's been a glorious day. Enjoy the heat. And until next time, go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the ball.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.